In Africa, we've seen that there's been rather strong economic growth over the last decades, and this is also visible in the evolution of real wages. So looking at the full decade, we see that wages have increased by 15 to 20% in total. So it's been actually a positive trend in the long run. What we also see in the years of the crisis is that Africa has been less affected than Europe, for example, and doesn't have this trend of falling wages that we see in Europe or that we also see in the US in some particular years.
What is the trend of wages in the agricultural sector and small-scale sectors?
This is very difficult to say, I have to admit, because most of the official statistics is based on formal sector wages. So we're talking here about wage earners, paid employees. It's true that many people in Africa are self-employed. They may have their own farms. They work outside of the formal sector. And it's very hard to evaluate whether there is the same positive trend going on there or whether the positive trend is restricted to the formal sector and the wage-earning segments in some of these economies.
Is there a time where wages will begin to fall in Africa in the same way as in the developed world?
I hope not. I want to be optimistic about the recovery in Europe. So I think the worst of the crisis hopefully is over, but the wage levels still remain very low in Africa, and that is of course a great source of concern. In Europe, average wages are 10 times higher or even more than in Africa, and therefore even small changes in Africa can make a big difference with people falling into poverty. We have an estimate in the report which shows that a large proportion of wage earners also live in poor families, up to 30%, which means that it is not because a person is in the formal sector or a wage earner that the person is necessarily way above the poverty line.
There's a lot of push for investments in Africa. Will this be able to push up wages on the continent?
Definitely, investment is positively related to wage growth in the extent that it brings economic growth and labor productivity growth. But of course, it will also depend on what institutions are there, whether collective bargaining works. We also know of cases in South Africa where there's been lots of conflict in the mining sector. And these are very specific issues, but they related to the broader framework within which wages are negotiated and also set through instruments such as minimum wages, for example.